Chloe's head flings back as her moans fill the room.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Let me move this thing for a second so it's going to make some noise. But we are ready with some more Lust Theory coming to you.
Moans that make your dick even harder than you expected.
Making sure we're recording. We are.
There's something incredibly arousing about watching your bitchy Jessica being the submissive one.
Fuck.
Your bitchy Jessica? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right there. Oh, keep licking me right where you are. Don't move that tongue an inch.
Looking back at you, Chloe bites her lip. Clearly just as turned on watching you as you are watching them.
Do you have any idea how good this feels? Her wet tongue expertly serving my clit. Tell me, do you wish it was you? Do you wish it was your big, thick cock having Jessica's pretty lips wrapped around it?
God, yes.
You're such a pervert, aren't you? Do you realize how wrong it is of you to want that?
I do.
How unbelievably sick it is.
Yeah.
But that just makes you want it even more, doesn't it?
It does. So much more.
Without even noticing, you gradually begin pumping your cock faster and faster.
Whoa, slow down there, cowboy. We don't want you blowing your load just yet. Especially since we're just getting warmed up.
Sticking her hand in between the cushions of the couch, Chloe pulls out a dildo.
Hold on, I think we went through a lot of this. Well, what let's roll it a little
do you
bit.
Tell me. Yeah.
Whoa. I think we did.
Sticking her hand in between the cushions.
Oh, I don't think. Okay, hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Make.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's right. Yeah. She does that. All right.
What now? What? Yeah, her end. Come here. Where's it? Well, isn't. Exactly. Also, don't just stand there. Get yourself and that enormous dick of yours over here.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, where the fuck did that come from? Again, he realizes she is the dominant.
You walk over to the two naked girls before stopping right next to them.
Take a look at that. That's one big cock, huh, Jess?
Yeah, whatever.
But I think we just might be able to get it even bigger.
Without warning, Chloe starts sliding the dildo into Jessica.
Oh. Oops. I hope it wasn't too rough.
No. It just took me by surprise. Oh, God.
Sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, fuck you, Chloe.
That's not appropriate language for a lady.
With a smirk on her face, Jessica replies,
wherever did you get the idea I was a lady?
Good point. Why don't we show him how unladylike you really are?
Go for it.
Clearly eager to push Jessica to her limits, Chloe starts thrusting the dildo in and out with immense speed. With her toes curling and fingers clawing at the sofa, Jessica moans with indescribable pleasure.
Holy fuck!
It's so deep inside your little pussy. You love every inch of it, don't you?
It's incredible!
It doesn't hurt? I mean, you do have such a tight pussy after all.
Before she can even respond, Chloe turns and looks at you. all the while continuing to fuck Jessica with the dildo.
How do you like your pussy? Tight? Or do you prefer them a little more wider? Because mine is just a tad wider than hers. Still, maybe that's because I'm a little naughtier than she is.
I want whatever you got. Tight, wide, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all, so long as it's attached to you.
What? Are you trying to flirt?
But the question is, do you think you can handle it? Because a lot of guys, and girls for that matter, thought they could. They were wrong.
I can handle whatever you throw at me.
Will you stop humoring him, Chloe? It's weirding me out.
What makes you think I'm humoring him?
What? You aren't seriously considering it.
I don't know. It has been a little while since I've been with a guy.
I swear to God, if you do that, I'm never talking to you again.
Relax, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
You better be.
Why do you care, anyway? What are you, jealous?
Jealous? Yeah, right.
Good. Then you won't mind if I have him eat my pussy?
Eat your... the fuck? I thought you said you were only kidding.
Yeah, about him fucking me.
This whole thing was supposed to be about making him jealous, not me.
Aha! So you admit you're jealous?
No, I meant... just forget it. Besides, who says he even wants to eat your stinking pussy, huh?
Oh!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. You can say a lot of things about me, but my pussy does not stink. However, don't take my word for it. You're free to find out for yourself.
Spreading her legs on the sofa, Chloe begins rubbing her clit.
Don't you dare. She's just using you to piss me off.
Well, what are you gonna do? Continue being a little bitch? Or are you gonna man up and do what I know you want to?
Not an easy choice. Let me ask you a question, Jess. If I say no to Chloe...
Yeah?
Will you let me eat yours instead?
What? No!
Okay, then my mind is made up.
Without hesitation, you get down and stick your head between Chloe's legs.
I'm sure she's fuming, but I'm not going to bed without getting at least a little action. Can't blame
him. You fucker! And Chloe, you skank!
Sorry, babe. I promise I'll make it up to you.
The moment you start eating Chloe out, you feel her body stiffen as she instantly begins moaning.
Wow. You're so much better at this than I thought you'd be.
Without responding, you lick harder and faster. All the while, Jessica sits on the sofa beside Chloe, arms crossed and scowling ahead.
Oh, yes, that's it. Right there. You have no idea what you're missing, Jess. He's tall. It's like it's possessed.
Overwhelmed with ecstasy, Chloe grabs Jessica's hand and sticks it against her breast.
Hey!
Just rub it. I'm almost there.
Let go of my hand, you crazy bitch!
I'm... Yes. Yes!
Almost like she's having a seizure, Chloe's body twitches and squirms as an orgasm overwhelms her.
Well, we don't want her to have a seizure, that's for sure.
Fuck!
Ew, please stop. She has to be faking it just to piss me off. There's no way he'd be that good at it. I doubt he'd be much good at all. Hell, she doesn't even make those noises when I do it.
Whoa. That was something.
I take it you enjoyed yourself.
Enjoyed would be a massive understatement.
You finished?
Finished? I don't know. What do you think? Are we finished?
I don't know what to say here. In fact, I think if I say anything at all, Jess might stab me.
Or maybe you want me to return the favor.
Gulp, really?
Yes, really.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
With Jessica watching on in what looks like disgust, you and Chloe reposition yourselves.
I wonder if I could fit the entire thing in my mouth. Well, guess there's only one way to find out, right?
Chloe proceeds to put the tip of your cock in her mouth. And then slides it down to the back of her throat.
Fuck!
That's it. I don't have to watch this. You can suck him off all night for all I care. I'm going to bed.
All right, sleep well.
Saying nothing back, she shows instead. With Chloe's mouth still engulfing your entire cock, Jessica runs upstairs, slamming her bedroom door behind.
What?
I said, what a fucking drama queen.
She looked really pissed off.
Yeah, but she'll get over it.
What makes you so sure?
Trust me, I know exactly how to push her buttons in all the wrong and right ways. She'll be back to loving my pretty little tush in 2 days. Tops.
It really is lovable. Your tush, I mean.
I could say the same thing about your cock right there.
Although, just made quite a big ruckus just now.
Better get this over with before something comes, then. Don't you agree?
Chloe slides onto your dick once again, not wasting any more time.
Oh, shit!
Like that.
I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but I'm gonna... Fuck! Ugh!
Your climax comes in waves, and you ejaculate it all into Chloe's mouth, with her taking it all in, of course.
Not bad, right?
She's a professional. Not bad at all.
My pleasure.
Chloe gets up, wiping her lips.
Well, I'm out. Jessica's probably not in the mood, so I'll leave you to deal with her bruised ego.
Sending you a flirty wink. And without saying another word, Chloe gathers her clothes, gets dressed, and exits the house, leaving you with the aftermess.
Jessica's definitely fuming in her room right now. Not gonna ruin this amazing mood I'm in with her bitchy attitude.
Feeling fulfilled, you go back to your room, bypassing Jessica's without even a glance.
I do feel bad about Jess a little. She must be hurt by everything that happened, I mean. Chloe is her best friend, after all. Oh well.
You jump in bed, and with a smile playing on your face, you soon fall asleep.
There's nothing I wouldn't do just to stop this hell each morning. Okay, so we're done with that. What's next? Let's see. I wonder what else I could try with Jess. I mean, we did do everything except actual sex. Still, is there even a way to do it? I should just go to her room at night for now. Maybe I can get some info. We'll see. Night, not evening. Oh, here we go again with this.
Sit. Like you all about a back your come and it but it.
What?
Let's eat. Before you feeling a few confused. You hear a low giggle on the other end of the phone. Although you're tired, your curiosity gets the best of you. So you walk, finally, as you're walk, you...
Alright, here we go.
What and
pausing.
Look it up. I'll take you...
Yeah, see, you guys, I have to go through this pretty fast.
Oh, and jerk your dick to Jessica while she slobbers all over my clit.
You have to hit obey. Sounds like a good plan to me.
You pull your hard cock out and immediately...
Hey, didn't we do this already? Will. Let's see.
Chloe, within moans, there's something...
Yeah, don't...
Looking clearly to
her, what's up? Deep, deep,
without...
Okay, but we saw this already. So what else could we do? I can't refuse. Or do I refuse first and...
What next?
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Where's the...
Well, isn't...
It's gonna be a little hard to win this one.
That's yeah, but I
without.
Oops,
no.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
with a
where I could go
clear with her.
And I don't think they're gonna give me another choice.
Still.
All right, we'll try this. I like them tight. I want my cock feeling like it's almost being strangled.
Interesting. Although I must admit, I'm a little disappointed.
Jealous.
Maybe. I can hardly blame you, though. Hers is almost perfect. Second of mine, of course.
Naturally.
You know what? Seeing as you've been so obedient so far, why don't you have a go?
Really? I'd love to.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a second. I'm not letting him do that.
Calm down. He's just gonna use the dildo on you, not his actual dick.
I know that, but this isn't supposed to be fun for him. It should be frustrating and make him feel awful for standing me up.
Guess you're right.
Thank you.
Well, do you feel bad about how you treated Jess earlier?
Yes.
Great. Now that that's been dealt with, here.
That's how she ends it. Do you feel bad? Yes! Okay, great. Now that that's over, let's get back to what we were doing.
Huh? What did you do that for?
You heard the guy. He just said he feels
really very bad.
Very bad about
what really, really bad.
So, mission accomplished, right?
He's just saying that so he get to use that thing on me.
Are you just saying it to appease us?
Definitely not.
Well, I'm convinced.
Yep. Jury's out.
I'm not...
Completely ignoring her, Chloe grabs your hand and pulls you down beside Jessica, guiding your hand towards her spread open legs, before sliding the toy between her wet lips.
No! Stop!
Don't listen to her. She's loving it. Just keep going. If she wants you to stop, it's not like she can actually stop you herself.
Chloe, you bitch!
You know you love it, you dirty little slut. Now that she isn't gonna resist, there's just one thing left to do.
And what might that be?
She seductively brushes her lips against your ear.
Make her come.
Understood. Fuck yeah. Team America.
Gently you begin penetrating Jessica with Megan's dildo. The dildo you've seen with your own eyes entering Megan.
Gonna save the motherfucking day.
It's now inside Jessica. And you find just the thought of it wildly arousing.
You can go a little faster.
We didn't hear you, hon.
I want to really feel it inside me. Hard. And deep.
That's my girl. Well, you heard her, darling. Give her what she wants.
You instantly do just as she asked, shoving the whole length of the dildo into Jessica. You pick up the pace of your thrusts.
How does that feel for you, Jess? 'Cause I got a feeling we could push you a little more.
Yes!
Oh, man. It's like that shampoo. We still talking about the dildo?
For now.
Gulp, could I really get that lucky?
Putting aside the fantasy for the time being, you focus back on the task at hand. And with the desire to please Jessica as much as you can, you throw down the gauntlet and really go for it. Pretty much ramming the dildo into Jessica now. Stretching Jessica's tight hole with the dildo, you notice her start squirming.
I'm almost there. Just a little more. Don't you dare fucking stop.
Trust me, I won't.
Look at her. She's completely enraptured. Hell, she barely even knows where she's at right now. I'm sure she wouldn't mind if you finished her off some other way.
Ooh.
Making the transition as seamless as possible, you swiftly pull out the dildo. And immediately slide two fingers into Jessica.
That ain't gonna work.
Oh, that feels good.
Better, right?
Fuck yes. Oh, so much better. Oh.
For a short while, you enjoy Jessica's insides pressing against your fingers.
This is making me quite wet, just so you know. I can hardly wait for my turn.
You're not the only one. And hopefully I'll be able to use more than just my fingers on you.
With that, you keep playing with Jessica's pussy. And soon, Jessica suddenly calls out to you.
I'm coming up!
And with one loud, prolonged moan, she orgasms. With her legs trembling and covered in sweat, she tilts her head up. And with a smirk, watches as you slide your soaking wet fingers out of her pussy.
Oh, so naughty.
I hope you'd be okay with me doing that.
I shouldn't be, but it just felt too good. I'd be lying to say otherwise.
Phew, that's a relief.
I must say, it took a big set of balls to take a risk like that.
I have my moments.
Hey, don't take all the credit. It was my idea to begin with, remember?
Oh, right.
That makes a lot more sense. You've always known just how far to push me.
What can I say? It's a gift.
One of many.
Jessica bites her lip suggestively as she looks at Chloe.
God, you're beautiful.
Without breaking eye contact with Jessica, Chloe grabs onto your hand and licks the fingers that were just inside Jessica.
Your juices are delicious, babe.
Things seem to be going well. Maybe I can try pushing things a bit further? You know, she's not the only one that tastes good.
Oh, I know. I've had my pussy described many times as the nectar of the gods.
Well, damn.
I can attest to that.
That's not quite what I was talking about. Still, good to know.
We know what you were talking about. Don't worry. Although, I think you're forgetting why you're here to begin with.
Fuck.
Wait a minute, Jess. Let's not be so rash.
Yes, what she said. I don't even know what she's saying, but I agree yes to whatever it is.
Chloe, you're not suggesting what I think you are you?
I'm just saying, he did make you orgasm, right?
I guess so.
And it felt good, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think it's only fair you repay the favor? After all, two wrongs don't ever make a right.
Those are some next-level mental gymnastics she's pulling, but if it works, I couldn't care less. Yeah, I think that...
Shush! The girls are talking now.
Fine. My God, I'm whipped. Yes, you are.
I don't know.
Let me just ask you one question, Jess. Okay?
Jessica doesn't answer, and Chloe takes it as compliance.
Look at his dick.
Somewhat hesitantly, Jessica turns and looks at your rock-hard cock.
Forget about all that nonsense that happened earlier, okay? Just look at it. Now tell me. Do you want it? Do you want to taste it? Because, just from the look in your eyes, I think you do.
I...
Come on, say what I want to hear.
I do.
Dun, 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 dun. That's probably not the... Yeah. And now I pronounce you man and wife. No, that's...
You really wanna cut off your nose to spite your face?
Ooh. What? Where did she pull that one out from? Oh, I know, from her ass.
In other words, if you wanna try it, why stop yourself over some silly, childish reason?
I suppose you do have a point. A really weird point, but still...
Yes, we have a point.
Let's get started.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Keep your mouth closed. Otherwise, you'll probably fuck everything up.
That's another good point.
After a little moving around, Chloe gets both you and Jessica in position. As you sit in between the two naked, smoking hot girls, your dick starts throbbing even harder.
Do you have any idea how lucky you are?
I've...
A rhetorical question.
Coyly, Chloe looks over at Jessica and wraps her hand around your thick cock, slowly stroking right after...
The way your fingers move. Yeah, if I wasn't sure before, I am now. She's a fucking pro. I told you.
I can feel it throb in my hand. It really is huge. Might actually be the biggest I've seen myself.
Well, damn! Might be the biggest I've seen myself!
Well, if that... if that wasn't some southern...
And I'm pretty certain it is the biggest you've ever seen. Right, Jess?
Without a doubt.
I definitely believe you, since you're already drooling a little.
Embarrassed, Jessica looks away, her face turning bright red.
Don't be shy, Jess. I'm just seconds away from drooling myself. Still, I think it's only fair I let you have the honors. He's yours, after all.
With a wicked smile, she stares into Jessica's eyes, looking as if she actually wants to make her uncomfortable.
Okay.
Leaning in towards your cock, Jessica's heart begins pounding.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm about to suck his cock. In front of Chloe, too. Still, can't pretend there's anything I want to do more now, either.
After taking a brief pause, Jessica sticks her tongue out and starts licking.
This feels incredible. Still can't understand why I decided to stand her up before. Although, in retrospect, it turned out to be a good thing.
How does it taste?
Wonderful.
Oh, really? Mind if I join in and find out for myself?
Not at all.
Oh, man. This reminds me of that one scene in Closed Game where the two girls were trying to go against each other. Now that was a hot fucking scene.
Just as Jessica did, Chloe leans down and presses her face against the side of your cock.
I wonder how long he'll be able to last. Guess there's only one way to find out, right?
Saying this, she joins in.
Well, I'll be. Holy fuck, this feels amazing. Sure might.
This almost divine feeling continues for a little while.
I would say it's pretty close to divinity. I don't know. I mean, the pleasure center must be going wild.
Both of them playing around your cock, sucking and licking. You struggle not to come each time their mouths press against your cock.
I'm in fucking heaven.
Well, you better enjoy it. With what we're doing, I doubt heaven is where you're going.
Oh, man, she ain't wrong about that. You better be in church this Sunday morning. Lord, I repent. I mean it for real now. Yeah, probably. So we better make sure it was worth it. Right, Jess?
I take that as a yes.
Shit, she's fucking amazing at it.
Yeah, she's really ravenous for it. In fact, maybe my sweet, cock-hungry little slut feels like getting a bit more wild.
Ooh, and on that note, we gotta go ahead and... Well, we're gonna give you a little more because I had to fast-forward through a lot of shit.
Picking up on what she thinks Chloe's suggesting, Jessica slides your shaft out of her mouth.
What?
Yeah, what? I'm curious as fuck now.
I mean, since you guys are going to hell anyway, why stop here?
Are you saying... No, I can't.
Why? I can tell how much you want it. Why stop yourself from experiencing that pleasure?
Hey, Jess?
Huh?
I don't want you to do anything that you're not comfortable with. Now that's a manly answer. So if you're not ready, it's totally okay with me.
Yeah, I... can't do it. Not now.
Fair enough. Damn, I think I just screwed up my chances by trying to be sensitive. Well, it's not even sensitive. It's just being like, hey, like, you don't want to force people to do shit because they feel bad about it their whole fucking life. Like, really? There's shit that's going to haunt people forever because they weren't comfortable doing it and they felt like they had to do it and it's fucked with them.
Bummer.
Think I had enough for tonight.
That's enough of the devil's temptation.
Sorry.
Oh? That's fine. You don't have to apologize. Fuck!
Can we go to bed, Chloe?
Guess so, since this clearly isn't going anywhere.
With the mood suddenly shifted, the two girls stand up.
Good night.
Good night, Jess.
As they start walking away, you spot Megan's dildo in the corner of the couch.
Hey, Chloe.
Huh? What is it?
Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, right.
Catch.
You underarm throw the dildo to Chloe, who catches it.
Make sure you put it back exactly where you found it, please.
Yeah, I'm sure that little thing is real scary when she's angry. Anyway, you can count on me.
With this, they disappear up the stairs.
Chloe clearly told me I'll probably fuck everything up by opening my mouth. Even if I follow them, Jess is likely to not want me there. She'll probably just kick me out. Although Chloe might persuade her otherwise. Okay, here's where we'll end it for now. Remember, guys, lust theory is a long game. When we're spreading it up into 30-minute bites, it's going to take a long time to cover. Remember that you can pick up lust theory right now at GOG, on itch.io, and on Steam, and on the Patreon. So there's plenty of places that you can play the full version of Lust Theory Season 2 and Lust Theory Season 1. So you can play both of those games, you know, as many paths as you want. We're doing this just for fun and entertainment, but if you really want to support the games, and you should, you can do that. By the way, guys, GOG and Steam, of course, are going to have the spring sales coming up. So they'll probably have these games a little cheaper. So maybe just wait a day or so, because spring sale's probably just around the corner. In fact, I think they're about to announce God of War tomorrow, and that'd be the first time we get a God of War game DRM-free on GOG. It's kind of a big fucking deal, guys. Like a God of War game on the PlayStation 5? Yeah, that's usually not something that goes DRM-free, you know. You can play it without Steam or any of that. It's a big deal. Maybe get Spider-Man next, right? But, alright, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory Season 2, so stay tuned. And remember, please support Inseaton if you want more and you just can't wait.